This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at howiecarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I don't think there's been much on any incoming president's plate that's been a bigger menu than the plate I had given to me.
There's nothing on that plate but gristle and fat.
I'm not complaining. Knew that running in. And the fact of the matter is we got an awful lot done. An awful lot done.
Listen, if I can get a dessert down them, I think you could throw in a couple of Paul Bunyan hats for the kids.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Let me turn things to a leader who is no stranger to making history. Folks, it is indeed my honor now to introduce, she's not here yet, but she'll be here shortly.
She's always late for everything.
Look, I think this week has been frustrating, devastating, angering, all of those things.
Oh. The worst so far.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Seems like just about a week ago that Brandon was bragging how much the stock market was up. He didn't brag, though. The other guy, the former president, used to brag, but he doesn't brag. Well, there's nothing to brag about this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 4%. The NASDAQ is off to its worst start at the beginning of the year since 2008.
Let's go, Brandon!
Let's go, Brandon. Down another 300 points today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So it's that's the way it's going. Anyway, I do want to get to the hate crime. This is in Brookline, one of the world's worst places, the People's Republic of Brookline. It's where the beautiful people live. And so, of course, they have mask mandates and vaccine passports. It's where Dukakis lives. It's where all the wokesters live. They don't live in Boston because, well, you know why they don't live in Boston. They'd rather live in Brookline. The property values are higher. The schools are better, et cetera, et cetera. It's practically surrounded by Boston. I think most of the Brookline is surrounded by Boston. But anyway, so yesterday there was a senseless street crime at on Harvard Street in Brookline at the Dunkin', formerly the Dunkin' Donuts. A man accused of throwing a hot coffee at a customer at a Brookline Dunkin' after allegedly becoming upset the person wasn't wearing a mask has been ordered to stay away from the business and to undergo a mental health evaluation. And you're saying this isn't a street, this isn't a cult? That the people who are adherents of this cult don't tend to be a little off mentally? The suspect is identified as 23-year-old Dion Millsap of Dorchester, no relation to Ronnie Millsap, had allegedly been standing in front of the victim, 56-year-old Mateo Salito of Brockton. Now, Mateo is not quite old enough to be the victim of an elderly hate crime abuse, but he could be a member of a protected class. Millsap noticed that Mateo Salito was not wearing a face covering, according to court documents. Millsap made a comment to Salito, who then used his shirt to cover his face to de-escalate the situation. But Millsap became belligerent toward store employees and fellow patrons. After Salito placed his order and was standing by the counter, the report said he asked Millsap, "What the hell's the matter with you?" Millsap then exited the store, but according to the store manager who spoke to police before the door shut, Millsap threw his coffee back into the store at the ground and it hit Salito, who was standing at the corner, in the legs. And then he fled the scene. Two Brookline police officers pursued the perp, the devout member of the cult of COVID, and physically restrained him after wrestling him to the ground as he continued to resist arrest by placing his hands under his body and kicking his feet. Brookline recently instituted a vaccine mandate on January 15th for all restaurants, fitness centers, and entertainment venues, enforceable through a fine of $300. It's also had a mask mandate that's been in effect since the fall. So this is when he was arraigned in court, the assistant district attorney from Norfolk County was talking about explaining what happened. Cut 26.
The victim stated that once the defendant turned around and noticed that the victim didn't have a mask on, the defendant made a comment about it. The victim then pulled his shirt over his face to try to de-escalate the situation.
And so he's got a defense lawyer, and I assume this guy is a public defender because they always are now. And so he's trying to downplay. The guy, remember, hot coffee. He threw hot coffee on somebody who's 33 years older than he is. Not that it matters. It doesn't matter how old he is. It's terrible. And you know how hot coffee is. I mean, they used to, McDonald's and the other drive-through restaurants used to get sued all the time, and they had to start putting warnings on the cups of coffee and saying, "Warning: do not stick your finger in the hot coffee. It could scald you." But his defense lawyer says, it's not a big deal to throw a scalding liquid on somebody else. Cut 27.
To me, it seems like this is a disorderly conduct case that has been blown way out of proportion. Disorderly conduct at best. The assault and battery with the dangerous weapon charge, I thought, was sort of out of control.
Oh, really? How about if it had been thrown on you? Would you think it was a disorderly conduct case? This is like these people say, the Democrat politicians, "We can't deport my client. He's a cocaine dealer, and he has several illegitimate children, and all he did was steal a car. That's a minor crime." It's not a minor crime if your car gets stolen. It's not a minor crime if it's your house or your apartment that gets burglarized. And it certainly is not a minor crime if somebody throws a hot cup of coffee or any other liquid on you. But this is it. So let's play the news report on this. Cut 25.
Prosecutors noted that Millsap repeatedly resisted arrest when police caught up with him a few blocks away, kicking an officer as they tackled him to the ground. Millsap is already on probation for another assault and malicious destruction of property case. His attorney says the 23-year-old is homeless, worried about his 5-year-old son, and was due to start a new job today as a carpenter.
He's homeless and he's worried about it. He's 23 and he has a 5-year-old son. Oh, okay. I dare say that you do more to support young Master Millsap than Mr. Millsap does. But he's got enough.
Free in America.
God. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, Harry Carr. I spoke to a black woman. Ishanga Kerr in Newark, young kid, about 19 or whatever. He said, "We're going to call Sharpton to come to Newark." Yeah, I tell her, "Who killed your son?" "An old black kid killed my son." He said, "You know, Sharpton not coming to Newark." You say, "Why? Oh, you have to be white, or I have to be a police officer, or a person have to be rich, white."
Right, exactly. I think you summed it up. There has to be money involved in it. You think Al Sharpton's going to go to Newark and talk about some poor person getting killed? How's he gonna monetize that, as they say, Mr. Garcia?
The lady gets shocked. He said, "You're right, Humberto, Mr. Garcia. You're right 100%. You're 100%. And he told me, "Hey, listen, it's not you. The guy killed your son is poor. You're poor. When you're poor, you're not going to come. You know that. Everybody know that. And Reverend Al and Reverend Jesse doing the same way. It's just disgusting how the family value and the Democrat Party destroy this moment. And the Democrats wanted to be pregnant. You say, "Harry Carr is pregnant. Whoa, you're going to have a big party because you're pregnant." You never know. The Democrats never care family value. He care destruction. He wanted boy to be girl and girl to be boy. And we should be stopping that. And we should love everyone. I don't care if you're gay or not, but not to recruit people. We have to love each other no matter what. And it's
hey, Mr. Garcia, I got to ask you one other thing. Did you find any food for your pit bull?
Okay. Listen, I was here. I was in break. I hear my voice. I say, I'm getting crazy or what? Oh, we got the liver. We got the liver.
Good.
The liver, now it costs more money.
What a strike.
One,
huh? That's because the big four liver producers that Joe Biden was talking about, they're trying to rob you, Mr. Garcia. What's your dog's
now
name, by the way?
$4.69.
What's the dog's name?
$4.69 a pound.
What's your dog's name?
Oh, Dutch.
Dutch.
A beautiful dog.
Yes.
A talented dog.
What a great name for a dog from Newark. Is he named after Dutch Schultz, who drew his last breath in Newark?
He's a pit boy. He's beautiful. My son gave it to me because my son goes to college. He said, oh, you're going to be alone. Because all my kids already gone. And he say, oh, I'm going to give you this gift. And I said, I don't want no pit bull. I hate pit bull. And I fell in love with him when he opened the eyes. And he opened the eyes. I fell in love. Let me tell you, I'm just going to be my final. Who talked much better, me or Biden?
You do. Absolutely. You're much better spoken. You could handle 2 hours on national TV a lot better than he could. You know what? Dutch could handle 2 hours better than Biden could. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Have a good weekend. Biden inflation is not a joke. 7%. Thank you, Brandon. I mean Biden. My friends at Eden Pure can help. They have a great deal this week only on their bestseller, the Gen 40 heater. I'd like to show it to you, but it's plugged in and it's keeping me warm right now on the floor. This is the first heater I tried from Eden Pure, and Taylor stole it. I mean borrowed it for his house. Taylor, what do you think of the Gen 21 heater?
Well, did you notice how the studio was nice and warm when you came in today?
Toasty.
Yeah, that's because I preheated it with the Gen 21 heater. Just a few minutes beforehand, and it heated up, this is 500-square-foot studio?
It's pretty big for a studio. And it was pretty cool before we put the Gen 21 in.
Yeah, here. It was very chilly in here. So I just preheated it a little bit, and it's keeping it nice and warm this whole afternoon.
If you're worried about your heating bills, or just worried about cold snaps in this winter of discontent, you need the Gen 21 heater. It's the next generation of heaters. It combines an efficient PTC infrared heating element and Eden Pure copper heating chamber with an advanced bladeless fan to produce a super effective heater that takes up minimal space. This heater also has a remote control, so you don't have to get up to turn it up or down. Save $25 this week only at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie25. You'll also receive free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie25. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Mother of mercy, is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
So a 19-year-old girl was killed in New York City, shot by a homeless illegal alien from Jamaica, even after she gave him $100. Cops couldn't stop that one. Not that I expected them to. Cops couldn't stop a quote-unquote homeless man from shoving a 40-year-old woman from the Upper West Side to her death on a subway track on 42nd Street a couple of days later. They couldn't stop that one. They caught the people, but they couldn't stop it. But they were able to stop another senseless street crime at the New York's Museum of the Natural History Museum. They arrested five adults and a 9-year-old girl for refusing to show COVID vaccine cards. They took a 9-year-old girl into
your
custody.
Papers, please.
And the onlookers were heckling the cops. 844-500-4242. Massachusetts lawmakers have baked automatic pay raises into law, pocketing a pricey pay bump as the rest of us suffer. The time for change and new ideas at the State House is now, and the agent of that change is you. Visit massfiscal.org to learn how to pull nomination papers on February 15th and run for local office. That's massfiscal.org. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If Republicans take over Congress, should Biden be impeached?
I'm saying no, just because they don't have the votes to get rid of him, so why bother?
31% say no, 69% say yes.
All right. Try what I'm about to tell you, not destroy your faith in the integrity of the hip-hop movement. An aspiring rapper from Cape Cod who goes by the moniker of Not Guilty was arrested yesterday and charged with kidnapping a woman from a home, taking her on a wild and dangerous drive. Falmouth police say Brian Not Guilty Purdy stormed into a carriage shop road home, fired a shot at the woman, struck her in the head with the gun, and had her in the car with him during a police chase. Police say the aspiring rapper also ordered four people in the home to turn over their phones so they couldn't call for help before he eventually forced the victim into his car, speeding away and weaving through traffic. He was charged with home invasion, kidnapping, unlawful possession of a firearm, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, domestic assault and battery, failing to stop for police, negligent operation of a motor vehicle leaving the scene of an accident, and various other associated motor vehicle offenses. He was held on $50,000 bail, the aspiring rapper named Not Guilty was. Could Not Guilty's mother be reached for comment?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yes, yes he is. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
You know, Howie, I find it very interesting that during the previous Obama-Biden administration, every time a black person was assaulted by or shot by a white person, 1,000 FBI people went down there to find out if it was a hate crime, civil rights. But every one of these incredibly violent, senseless murders on the east and west coast of a black guy killing a white person, no hate crime is involved here. Now, if robbery wasn't the motive in that furniture store, then what was the motive? I mean, that took a lot of rage to do what he did.
Which furniture store was this? Which one are you talking about?
That's the one, you know, the UCLA girl that...
That's right, yeah.
It's on the East Coast, too. It's no matter where. I mean...
Well, you know, the thing is, too, about this, you know, Arthur, they didn't, you know, a lot of places like the L.A. Times, they had surveillance video of this guy. The networks, they didn't even put anything on in the paper, on the websites of who this guy was. You had to go to these, conservative blogs and police department websites to see this guy's picture. I mean, why are they trying to cover it up? I mean, a lot of these maybe they aren't racial crimes, but they make them into if it goes the other way, it becomes a racial crime. Look at Bubba Wallace. Remember that, the black NASCAR driver? He saw a rope to open and close the garage door, and they sent 15 FBI agents down to Alabama to investigate it as a hate crime.
Well, because you remember Trayvon Martin there. 1,000 FBI agents went down there to investigate that. And the comment I made to you was that they didn't have that many going after Al Capone.
Well, they also had when the gentle giant Michael Brown got killed in Ferguson, Missouri, they sent down, Eric Holder was the attorney general, and they sent down, I don't know, they called it the civil communities disturbances or civil, there was a unit that went down and they tried to find federal charges to use against this guy. Now there's a Chicago cop who was convicted of killing a black teenager, and he's getting out of prison. And the community activists are saying, you better not let him out of prison or there might be some more violence in the upscale shopping districts, i.e. looting. I'm Howie.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If you want to read more about the last two police stories we discussed in on the Cape and in Brookline, you can go to tbdailynews.com. That's Turtle Boy Sports, tbdailynews.com. The hate about this Dunkin' incident with the scalding coffee being thrown on the guy who wasn't wearing a mask, these Karens in Brookline are going, what's wrong with the Brookline cops? They arrested the wrong person. So they think if you're not wearing a mask, it's open season. You not only can go home and die, as Howard Stern said on his show the other day, but you can just be randomly assaulted by homeless people who are awaiting trial on other charges. It's okay because you're not a Branch Covidian, so you can be assaulted. And this guy Purdy, not guilty. There's more on him at the TB Daily News as well. But I would really recommend reading those Karen comments from. And these are Black Lives Matter type people, you know, and they're woke warriors all the way. And they have no problems with, you know, assaulting you if you're not wearing a mask. None whatsoever. Now, speaking of woke warriors, Hennepin County in Minnesota, that's Minneapolis, and they used to have a Trump sheriff there, a pro-Trump sheriff, but in 2018, which was a Democrat year, he was up for re-election, and this gay guy ran against him, a guy named David Hutchinson, representing the DFL, Democrat Farmer Labor Party, and he was elected because he was woke, you know, he was gay, he wasn't Trump, so last month, he was coming back from a sheriff's department conference in somewhere else outside of Minneapolis, and he got a bad ice cube. He took a drink under extreme social pressure, and he was going apparently 120 miles an hour, in excess of 120 miles an hour in his SUV, his county SUV, while not wearing a seatbelt. And 3 hours after the crash, they finally got a blood sample from him, and he blew a point. His blood didn't blow it. His blood showed 0.13, 3 hours after he wrecked his SUV. He was struggling mightily. Mightily was he struggling. So they have finally released some of the audio and video of this guy. He's the high sheriff of Hennepin County. He gives new meaning to the phrase high sheriff. This guy was more than high. This guy was knee walking, and he literally knee walking. He couldn't stand up if you look at the video. But here he's the cop that stops him is trying to ask him, how the hell did he get here? And he says he wasn't driving, and the guy says, well, the cop says, I can't find the person who's here. Was there another person here? If you weren't driving, where'd the other person go? Cut 22.
I took a cab from some person.
So were you a passenger then? Or
yeah, I wasn't driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is somebody else out here then?
Yeah. I took a cab. Cut 23.
Well, what kind of car is out here? What is that right there?
Okay, like I said, Dave, I don't know what kind of car it is. It's too smashed up right now, but I'm concerned because I don't see anybody else inside, and you're telling me you weren't driving.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so there is still somebody else out here that I should be looking for.
I'm not going to resign. I'm a Democrat. And again, he said, I called a cab. And so they called the cab dispatcher, and the guy said, yeah, did get a call from a drunk. He wanted to know if there were any bars open that we could take him to. Cut 24.
Are you on, where are we right now?
We're near Alexandria.
No. Was not driving.
Okay. Well, I got the ambulance en route. They're just about here. Okay, we're going to come check you out and make sure you're, you're okay. Yeah. You don't have any other weapons on you or anything like that? No?
No.
Okay.
He had three guns, the bottle of Eagle Rare bonded bourbon, and he had a jar of dry roasted peanuts. That was dinner. Who doesn't know that, right? Hey, who doesn't have that?
Did he steal those nuts from the bar?
They looked unopened.
Bowl of peanuts open in the car.
An open container. He was charged. That was one of the charges against him, an open container of peanuts.
Mr. Peanut was driving.
It was a rainy night in Alexandria.
I think in the first cut he said "person" instead of "person." Can we hear that again, Jared?
I took a cab from some person.
It was Mr. Person. He drives me when I leave a conference. I said, Mr. Person, make sure I get that bottle of booze and the peanuts. Oh my goodness! And of course, and again, he doesn't have to resign. Imagine a Republican. Imagine a Republican sheriff who did that. He would be in jail. He would be under the jail by now. But this guy is not only a Democrat; he's gay. He's a member of multiple protected classes. Lauren, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was calling. Me and my husband own a small business in Salem, and we are the business that is we did file a lawsuit against the city of Salem to stop the vaccine mandate. And our hearing has been changed like multiple times, but per request of the judge, it is now changed in person in Newburyport at 2 p.m. on Monday. So we could definitely use all the support we could get. Our business has mostly children coming in.
What's the name of the business? What's the name of the business?
It's called the Grind Factory. It's the Grind Factory. It's a indoor baseball facility.
Yeah.
And we have 10U through 17U players coming in our team. Our team is called the North Shore Freedom. And there is absolutely no way I'm going to deny a child access to our facility because they're not vaccinated when it's not even mandated in schools or anywhere else. It's crazy.
But, you know, you have a crazy mayor who's now running for lieutenant governor, Kim Driscoll. I mean, you know, what happened at the museum in New York City could happen to you, I think. I say that sadly, but don't you think that's a possibility?
I'm sorry. I don't even know what actually happened at the museum.
They arrested people for not wearing masks, and they took a 9-year-old girl into custody, screaming and yelling because she didn't have a vaccine passport.
Oh my God! This is if we don't do something now, what is going to happen? You know, that's why we just said we need to do something. We've got to do something because if we don't stop this now, what's going to keep happening? And these are children that we're talking about. And there's no way I'm going to deny them because they don't have a vaccine. They didn't get vaccinated. We just want to coach baseball. Never in our million years did we ever think we were going to have to do this and check. We don't even have a choice, but yet other businesses there, churches, stores, salons, tattoo parlors, have a choice. But we are not exempt. They are exempt, but we are not. For some reason, we are not. It doesn't even make sense. It's absurd.
You know, a federal judge today down in Texas just threw out a ban on employees having to get the federal employees and contractors to the federal government enforcing a ban on their workers. But that was a Trump judge who did that, Lauren. You're not going to be going before a Trump judge. You're going to be going before a Charlie Baker or a Deval Patrick judge. And those guys have been on vacation for 2 years, and they're happy as hell with this. I mean, they love it. They're getting paid $174,000 a year for not going to work, basically. You know, that's why all of the groups that have filed lawsuits like yours in Massachusetts have lost. The only one who won was the golf courses, and they hired the former district attorney who broomed the case of groping against the governor's son. That's the only group that has succeeded in overturning the mask mandates and the shutdown orders, et cetera, that have been periodically imposed and then lifted over the past 2 years. Good luck, Lauren, and keep us informed about what happens on Monday. I'm not optimistic, though, honestly, to tell you the truth. I think you've got a real uphill climb. Thanks. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. Howie, I was talking about Trump and the fact that I think he's going to run in 2024. The people are desperate for him, and I think he will answer that desperation. And the Biden administration is like a self-cleaning oven. I don't know how much work Trump will have to do when he gets there, but his enemies are now no longer camouflaged. They're naked. And I would love to see what he's going to do with the southern border. I tell you, what he did with ISIS and what he did with Syria, he knows no sovereign nation is safe from him. He'll probably send the Marines into Mexico to wipe out the cartels.
Well, you know, it's been done before with General Blackjack Pershing when Pancho Villa came across the border and raided a couple of towns in New Mexico, and they sent the troops in. But that was more than 100 years ago now. The fact is that, you know, I think that the first thing I want to see Trump do if he gets back in is to clean out the deep state bureaucracy. And you know, he was advised to be a moderate and temperate and try to do business with these guys. But they are the worst people imaginable, and they're still coming after him. They won't give up. You know, if you're a Democrat, unless you're Henry Cuellar, you know, a guy who wants to close the southern border because it's wrecking your congressional district and you're pro-life or somewhat pro-life, then the FBI is coming after you. And by the way, I saw that, you know, we talked about this yesterday. The FBI has raided a Democrat's house, a member of Congress. His name is Henry Cuellar. He's from Laredo, Texas. And he's been very critical of the Brandon administration on their disastrous border policy because it's wrecking his district. And his constituents are crazy about it, and so is he. And so they went in, and we said, well, what the hell's he done, or what are they charging him with? You know what it is? It's campaign finance violations. Talk about a selectively enforced law, set of laws. You know, they sent Dinesh D'Souza because he was contributing to a Republican. They sent him to a halfway house in San Diego for 6 months. But, you know, a Rosie O'Donnell, don't worry about it. Just let her make as many contributions as she wants. I was telling Taylor today that, you know, that the FBI goes after people who, congressmen. They don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. There was a guy named Cornelius Gallagher in New Jersey. This was a long time. This was back in the 60s. And he was a war hero in General Patton's Third Army in World War II. And he was conducting hearings against J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI, their surveillance, their illegal wiretaps, their gypsy wires, as they called them, their illegal bugs against organized crime and against Martin Luther King and the Weathermen, the Black Panthers, everybody. They were illegally wiretapping everybody. He was holding hearings on it. They sent Roy Cohn, McCarthy's guy, another gay guy like Hoover, to tell him to knock it off. He refused to knock it off, so guess what? They ran a big story about him in Life magazine saying he was controlled by the mafia. He was from Bayonne, New Jersey, Hudson County. And they ruined his political career, and then they got him on quote-unquote income tax evasion and sent him to prison because he crossed J. Edgar Hoover. Now they're after Cuellar. History is repeating itself. And guess what? Gallagher, like Cuellar, was a Democrat. It didn't matter. They stepped out of line. So the deep state went after them. But I think it's worse now than it was in the 60s. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Now's the time to reset my daily routine to focus on what's most important, and HelloFresh helps me do just that. With everything I need to cook at home delivered right to my door, HelloFresh saves me a trip to the grocery store every week and takes the stress out of sticking to my goals for the new year. With 50 weekly menu and market items that change every week, including veggie, calorie smart, family friendly, and gourmet recipe options, there's always something new and delicious to try. I'm big on takeout, but every HelloFresh dish is chef crafted and made with high quality ingredients, so I can serve up restaurant worthy food without leaving my home. And you know what's great about the HelloFresh is you can just put the food aside. If you're busy during the week, you can just cook up a couple of dishes during the weekend. You have great dishes for the weekend, and then you have a lot of leftovers to take with you to work or to prepare at night when you come home and you're tired after a long day's work.
Especially if you have like a HelloFresh soup or a chili or something, and you just want to put it in the fridge for a couple of days so it marinates within itself. Oh, it's so delicious when you finally take it out. It's way better than when you first put it in, even when it's great, but it comes out a lot better if you let it sit for a little while.
Right. I mean, one HelloFresh package, if you've only got two or three people living in the house, will keep you going for at least two or three meals. You can keep eating it half the week. It's just a really
very
really,
fair portions. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really good food too. It's not just like us. It's not like just something you threw in a frying pan with no and threw in some salt. It's better than that. HelloFresh also saves me money by helping me cut back on excess food waste so I can put extra cash towards other 2022 goals, like paying all my bills with this rampant inflation under the Brandon administration. I'm excited every week to try new recipes like spicy Peruvian chicken and loaded rice to put my kitchen skills to the test, or one-pan Cantina shrimp fajitas for something easier. HelloFresh has options for every time of day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, including spinach and feta egg bites and ready-to-eat cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets. It's a great, great way to get your food delivered direct to your door and not have to deal with all the hassles of going out in the cold weather and dealing with all the shortages at the supermarkets. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
207 says, we just did our first week of HelloFresh this week and it was absolutely delicious. Even our young kids have enjoyed everything so far. Yeah, there's nothing that exotic that the kids aren't going to like. It's just really top-notch food. I recommend it. By the way, the Boston first responders, that are fighting the vaccine passports in the city of Boston and the mandates for city workers, including police and fire and EMTs, to get the vaccine mandate. They're asking everybody to join them on Sunday night from 5 to 6 p.m. for a candlelight vigil at the Paul Revere statue on Hanover Street in the North End, the main drag, Hanover Street in the North End, 5 to 6 p.m. Free the Hub. Stop forced experimental vaccinations for Boston workers. Stop vaccine passports in the city of Boston. So if you got time and you can get out there to Hanover Street Sunday night, candlelight vigil, 5 to 6. Mrs. X, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mrs. X.
Howie, sorry, I'm in my car. Listen, four things. I love Mr. Garcia. He's a wonderful human being. I love him, and I'd love to have coffee with him. The second thing is, if I hear Kamala Harris say conflate one more time, that's about the only word in her English dictionary. And the third thing is, the biggest lobbying group of the parents, stand up now or it'll be over. And the last is, did you know about Madame... the Tussaud Wax Museum, that they have Biden and Kamala Harris. They've already come up with figures. And the title of the article is Light a Candle. So I'll finish the story there, Light a Candle.
Thanks. Get it? It's there at the Wax Museum, Madame Tussaud. Sometimes Biden looks like he's just escaped from it, doesn't he? The only thing is, most of the statues at Madame Tussaud's move more quickly and nimbly than Joe Biden does. Adam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adam.
Hi, Howie. I'm calling in for something related to vaccine passports, only this is probably even worse. Right now, there's a guy in Brigham Women's Hospital in Boston. He's 31 years old. He has a wife, two kids with one on the way, and he's next in line for a heart transplant.
Yeah.
And he was just told today, if he does not get vaccinated, they will not give him the transplant.
This is in Boston. I knew that this was happening elsewhere. I didn't know it was happening in Boston. Adam, can you hang on and give the call screener the information on that guy's name? We'll try to check into this. All right. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.